The Warriors opening a two-game road trip with a Wednesday night battle against the Grizzlies in Memphis, and Stephen Curry helping fuel the attack with 28 points and 6 three-pointers, his sixth straight game with 5 or more threes. He also grabbed 10 boards. Kevin Durant pushing the pace, 12 of 13 from the field, also finishing with 28 points to go with 9 boards, as Klay Thompson added 3 trays on the way to 13 points, and DeMarcus Cousins delivers 16 points and 9 boards as the Warriors take it 118 to 103, the final.
Well, the Warriors get win number 51. Denver's got to chase them now as they beat Memphis 118 to 103 on the best shooting night in Kevin Durant's career. 12 of 13, 28 points and 9 rebounds to go with 5 assists.
So now we're going to add another voice to the postgame show. Jim Barnett is downstairs, and he is waiting patiently, listening to the head coach's postgame press conference. And JB, Warriors had to work hard in this game. Grizzlies made them work. It's a young team with a lot of players who are battling for their NBA careers, and it showed.
You're exactly right. And JB Bickerstaff is playing a lot of people, giving them a long look. They're taking advantage of it. And I heard what you said about Caboclo. What a find there, a double-double tonight, and he hit 3 out of 4 from three-point range. And he reminds me of Giannis Antetokounmpo. Does that go through your brain at all?
A little bit, though he's not, and I asked about this with a couple of guys who cover the Grizzlies before the game, he's not the athlete. He's long.
Yes.
But he's not the leaper and the gazelle that Giannis is.
Well, don't you see the way he moves and slithers in and he comes across the lane a little driving?
The
extension that he has?
Yep.
I saw a lot of that. I'm not saying he's of course, a long way from that, but there's similarities from Antetokounmpo maybe a few years ago. Anyway, neither here nor there.
Okay. Yep.
I like what the Warriors did tonight defensively in the second half, holding them to the 43 points after giving them 60 in the first. But Steve Kerr summed it all up. They needed good offense tonight. This team, Memphis, wasn't it a great game to watch, particularly in the first half?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, great spectator game.
Here. Great spectator game. And you know, Conley sets a franchise record.
Yep.
Valanciunas looks like he's got the new lease on life.
He's got a green light, doesn't he?
He has the green light. That light is so bright, he can't believe it. It's like, wee!
I know, he couldn't take this many shots. He's playing 6-7 minutes more than he was in Toronto. And even those minutes, I guarantee you, per minute played, he's taking many more shots here in Memphis. And I think he likes it. I talked to him briefly before the game. I like the way the Warriors met the challenge, and they play so well on the road. They were ready to play tonight. You can see that they got a little sloppy. You know, they played high risk passing. So for the number of turnovers tonight, 14 compared to 10 by Memphis, but they did better in the second half. But the Warriors are a high risk passing team. They're going to get more turnovers. I'm convinced now. They try to throw the ball, and a very very. Thin light, daylight.
Oh, it's a sliver.
It is a sliver.
A sliver of daylight.
Yeah,
and they try
to squeeze it in there, and they get away with it a lot. How about some of the passes they threw ahead? Stephen Curry, as they were finishing the third quarter, the second quarter, throwing the ball ahead just before halftime, and the ball. I don't know. I think probably both teams got 4 or 5 different shots in about 48 seconds because the ball, they were scoring quickly and back the other way, and the Warriors throwing it ahead. So thus they got 22 fast break points in the second quarter alone.
This game summary, by the way, brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. Get your game time grub delivered at mountainmikespizza.com. And we're in the Cyber Policy broadcast booth looking on down at the now dimmed FedEx Forum. The lights are still on, but dimmed. Jim, I think for Golden State, this is, again, another kind of step in the right direction. They had 30 assists. They'd love to get to that number. The only stat I know that Steve Kerr will not be happy with is shots taken. They took 16 less shots than the Grizzlies. I know he's not going to be happy about that.
No, as he said, though, they got 19 offensive rebounds. So that's going to give you a lot of shots. And I will say this, it works both ways. Yeah, the Warriors held them to about 30% shooting, maybe at 29 in the second half. But the guys that came in the last minute for Memphis that we didn't know, And they got about, what, five offensive rebounds
right,
in
that
a row
one,
there.
One, that one possession, that one sequence.
That one yes. sequence and the one possession. So that kind of throws the stats out a
yeah,
little bit. Okay?
A little bit, yeah. So they, and, but still, so they, yeah, they, so probably to be realistic, they probably had about 10 more shots than the Warriors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
they probably about 10 more.
Exactly. So. And that was because of turnovers in the first half, because they were way behind that at halftime. So, yeah, it wasn't as crucial and as big a number as we look at the end of it because of the way the game ended. But I like the way the bench came in tonight. If they can get that kind of scoring off the bench, you don't need a big, you know, double digit scores by three guys or something like that. But if you can get 4 to 6 to 8, and then a guy can, and they can hit a couple threes, which Quinn Cook did. He hit all three of his threes in the first half, by the way, and the only threes made off the bench. But you know, if the bench can do that, then you can play the main guys, you know, your 32 to 36 minutes somewhere in there, and you're in good shape.
Well, tonight, Oklahoma City won, Portland won, so Portland in the number three spot ahead of Houston by a half game.
That surprises me with no C.J. McCollum and now Nurkic.
Yeah, and it's a big win for them on the road. And then Oklahoma City won against Indiana, which is a big win for them. They
yes,
needed
sir.
That one badly. And they're now a full game ahead of San Antonio for the seventh spot and a half game back of Utah for the sixth. The Jazz tip off a little bit later on tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. And here's the final thing I want to ask you about. That's about tonight's game. And, of course, all part of your game summary brought to you by Mountain Mike's Pizza. It's a weird deal that the Grizzlies have. They're going on this four-game road trip, Jim, and they need to capture a couple of these because
yes.
unlike most teams that – are going to be in the lottery,
yeah.
they want to win some games to get out of the top eight so that they convey their pick to Boston this year and not have it be unrestricted in years to come.
Yes, exactly. They want to keep that number one pick, right?
Yeah, well they want to give it up this year. They want to send
they
want to send it to Boston.
But in order to do that, they have to win here.
Yeah,
right
they
now.
Have to finish out of the bottom eight.
They've got to get ahead of one team ahead of them right now. I think New Orleans.
They've New Orleans.
To, yeah.
They're a half game ahead.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's a big road trip for the Grizzlies.
Yes, it is.
So,
but I'm not going to worry about them.
Okay.
We'll worry about them the last game of the season and when we come right back here just in a little over a week.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who plays in that game and what the situation will be in that game.
Yeah, and let's see if it settles out in the West. You know, in the way that everybody's parting and going different directions, it's hard to tell because, you know, when you talk about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there are a lot of shifts.
Well, if the playoffs were to start today, and they don't, the teams in the Warrior bracket would be Portland, Houston, and San Antonio. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Portland, Houston. Say that again.
Portland. I'm sorry, no. Houston, L.A. Clippers. I'm sorry. Portland just wanted to move ahead to three. I'm sorry.
Right.
Houston, L.A. Clippers, and San Antonio. Those would be the three teams in the Warriors bracket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there's no – even whatever it is in the first round, it's no cakewalk.
No, absolutely. It's not whatever the 1-8 this year, it's not going to be a normal 1-8.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's for sure.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
This trip wraps up in Minnesota on Friday as the Warriors face the T-Wolves. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.